nuclear time bombs.
Holy overeating. Holy roller coasters.
It's time.
It's time.
It's time for the Lion Sidekick Podcast.
Hey, 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 heroes. Welcome back for another episode of the YM Sidekick Podcast. This is where ministers come to get some cool tips and tricks and ideas on how to do ministry more effectively in a very digital and online world. And today I'm excited because we're bringing in Jeremy Henderson. And Jeremy is an online campus pastor down in Texas. And he's got something cool that he's doing down there with his online campus that I think is really, well, it's innovative, I think, definitely. And it's something that we all can look at as we're, whether we're an online campus pastor or just a regular campus pastor, of how to do life groups differently, how you can combine online with physical in-person groups. Now, what am I talking about there? I hooked you a little bit, because this interview with Jeremy is awesome, and it's a great idea. It's a great idea on how he's combining online and physical into one, and you have this great, big, cool life group. Not an online life group or not a physical life group. You have a life group, and you're combining both elements. And I was really excited to talk to him about this idea. And so, without any further ado, let's get into the conversation now with Jeremy Henderson. All right, with me right now is Jeremy Henderson. Jeremy, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Tom.
Hey, well, I'm glad you're on this podcast because I love talking to online ministry people. So I love talking to you guys because I still feel like I'm relatively new into this whole game of online ministry. So I love talking to guys who are in it and doing some great stuff. So for the sake of our audience, why don't you just give me a quick little bio of like who you are, where you live, and what you do, and how you got started in that?
Yeah, absolutely. So Jeremy Henderson, married to Kate. We have three kids, a fourth grader, fourth grade boy, first grade girl, and a 20-month-old girl. And so it's still full throttle around my house.
Yeah.
I actually have been in ministry for a little over 20 years. About half of that time I spent in youth ministry, which I know is close to your heart.
Yeah.
And then when we came to Lake Point about 9.5 years ago, we just came as attenders. And then I ended up serving as an intern, and then spent some time in about half my time here doing membership stuff. So I was the membership pastor, and then was a part of our family ministry for a little while. And for the last 2 years, I've been the internet campus pastor here at the church.
That is awesome. Now, Lake Point has a long history of internet campus and online ministry. Give me a little background about that.
You bet. So we've been going about 7 years. My predecessor was Nate Merrill, and he's still at our church. He's our communications pastor and sits on our executive staff. And he started the internet campus here. And that was back when it was real early, and there were only like one or two or three others that were actually doing an online campus where you stream and have engagement on your campus. And so we've been doing it for a while, and I came in, I feel like a new guy on the block myself, kind of like you described, but have really enjoyed it. And it's opened my eyes to the possibilities of the ways that we can reach people.
That is awesome. Now give me a little bit of background about what you guys do there at Lake Point, like in regards to online ministry stuff, like give me a general overview.
For sure. So I guess people have to decide what kind of philosophy they're going to have for their online ministry. Is it going to be a campus, or is it going to be an expression of your current worship service? And if, or somewhere in between, and what is that going to look like? What's your primary goal? And so for us, we kind of are a both and. We are definitely a campus of our church. We have 5 other physical campuses, and we also have what we call our Lake Point Espanol campus, which actually meets at all of our physical campuses.
Nice.
And so that plus the internet campus, that gives us 7 campuses. And we function like a campus in that there are a group of people who come to the internet campus and they are either homebound because of health reasons or social or physical or mental reasons, or they are hundreds and hundreds of miles, sometimes thousands of miles away from a local church. And so we are their church home, and that's our goal, is to be a campus to them and provide for them all that we can. So that's a portion of our group. We also have another group of people who visit our campus when they normally attend a physical campus, and they just visit us when they are homesick or when they're traveling.
Yep.
And so we're a service to them. And then there's a third group of people who are looking for a church home and have the ability to be plugged into a physical campus. And so for them, we are a bridge. We are a bridge either to one of our church campuses in our area, or if they're located outside of our area and they would make a good candidate, we definitely want to encourage them and bridge them to a local church in their area.
Yeah.
And so we kind of serve all three of those purposes. And it depends on the person and kind of what stage of life they're in, how we kind of do that. And so that's a little bit about our online ministry as far as our philosophy. Now, as far as how that works on the weekends, we stream a live service, our Saturday night service and two Sunday morning services.
Okay.
We don't do any simulated live services, which means we show a recording later in the week, but have live engagement. We haven't tackled that yet.
Okay.
But we do the three live services, and in those we have a stream of a video of the service, and then a chat box next to the service where we chat with people that choose to chat during our service and kind of engage them in that way and offer to pray for them, that kind of thing.
That's really cool. Now give me, because that's what we do too. While we do the rebroadcasts throughout the week, but we only do that a few times a week. Not very much. But give me an idea on how many people chat with you on an average Sunday. What kind of percentage of the people who are watching compared to who are chatting?
For sure. I would say that it's in the 1% to 3% range of people that, I mean, there's a lot that are seeing the chat box, but sometimes as much as 5%. So if we have between 3,000 and 5,000 that might view between Facebook and our online campus, we might have anywhere from 75 to 150 people chatting that week. So it's 3% to 5%, sometimes a little more, depending on the weekend. So it's definitely not the majority of people that watch, but that's also because we're trying to hit three different types of audiences. Sometimes the people that we want to engage are the ones that that will, and we're trying to be a campus to them.
Yeah. Well, you just blew my mind in the number of people you have watching your services, because right now we're trying to break 200 people in our total, like our three services, and you break that in one service. I think our chat would be fairly similar. I think we might be a little bit higher, but again, because our numbers are smaller. And I think if we broke down our attendance, it would be more the people who are homebound for various reasons, whether they're on vacation or they're on they're homesick with a sick child, or they're just sometimes just lazy too, and they just want to stay at home, and that's fine. But so that's really cool. That's awesome. All right. Well, we're gonna get into we'll hit on the conference towards the back end, because you kind of led into this a little bit pretty good about small groups. Today I brought you on because we want to talk about some online life groups. Tell me a little bit about that, what you guys do with your church right there.
So, yeah, that's one of the things that I've kind of been tasked with to help develop when I was brought on as the internet campus pastor. At the time, we had one small group, and we call our small groups life groups. And our model here at Lake Point is those are on-campus groups where we provide childcare during that time. And so they're opposite the usually opposite the service. So on Saturday night we have a 6 to 7 service, and then life groups from like 7:15 to 8:15.
Okay.
And then on Sunday we have a 9:30 and 11 service, and there's a life group offered at each of those hours as well.
Okay.
And so when we began to think about how we're going to do this online, our first iteration of that was really a Zoom group of just online people.
Okay.
And so that group existed for and still does in some form, but that group existed for about 4 years, and it would range anywhere from 3 to 5 people up to 10 to 15 people depending on the week. Okay. And it was, I would say it was a good try. It was a good start. But I don't know that we ever really got momentum and felt like it was a growing group and people stayed. A lot of people would come visit for a little while and then bounce out.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes that's the nature of an online campus. It's a season for somebody and not just a place where they live. And so our next iteration of that is we began to try some more topical type classes to see if we could attract more people from the larger group to actually come and be a part. And so we offered some topical type classes, and where we've landed actually the last year, and this has been with the help of Jessica Taylor, who's our iCampus associate, is we've been trying the physical group streaming so that online people could join as well. And so she was teaching a Bible study, has been for several years, in her home.
Okay.
And so we set up a camera in her home, a webcam and a microphone, and basically streamed the small group that she was already teaching in her home and offered that as an opportunity for others to join from online. And so she's actually got a TV up in her house. And so the people would appear on the screen in her house, their little faces, kind of like a Brady Bunch window.
Yes.
And they would appear on her screen, and then she would teach, and people would interact in the room as well as online. And what happened, which is this really cool thing, is that she was teaching in her living room, and all these other people were joining from their living room or their kitchen table, or sometimes, you know, they were just chilling on their couch or whatever. And it became this real intimate, neat opportunity for people to connect over God's word. And so that was kind of a new thing for us, is trying the physical and the online together. And since then, we've actually created some on-campus life groups that are doing that as well. And so right now we've got a Saturday night life group that is streaming and has an online component and a physical. And then we have a Sunday 10:45 class that's doing the same thing. And then we still have her Thursday night Bible study. And so we're trying to, one of the things we're working on right now is try to create a template for that so that we can easily go and to other physical life groups and say, hey, what would it be like to for the people who in your life group, if they could join you on weeks they're out? They get to join the internet campus and not miss service, but wouldn't it be cool if they didn't have to miss your life group? And also, we have people joining us from all over who would say the internet campus is their church home, and they're looking for community. And so you could not only minister to those in your class who are missing, but you could also reach some new people and see your group grow. And so we're playing with that right now and trying to create templates for that and easy technologies for classes that's not their thing at all.
Yeah.
We just want to set it up and it work. And so those are kind of the things we're working on right now.
Dang, I really like that idea because, again, I've heard of the online groups that are like based on Zoom, and you can have that physical interaction where you can see each other. I also run like a Google group, and it operates kind of like a forum. Like, I'll post a topic, and you know, they have to get behind their computer or on their phone and respond. And and then I also have a Facebook group that's very similar like that. Although I've started to introduce some video components to that and do some video stuff, but I love this idea of having a physical life group, putting up a camera and doing that. Like, that's really kind of interesting. How have the people in the physical room responded to that? Were they a little weary of that, or how did that?
So for Jessica's group that had already been in existence for a couple of years, when she came on the internet campus and we kind of started talking through that, she's like, hey, what if we made my Thursday group an online group too? And so she had to talk to her people and kind of sell the vision a little bit. And I think she had 10 or 12 people coming every week, and only one of them didn't want to come back because they wanted to stay anonymous.
Okay.
You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But really, the group over time, it did not change the dynamic. They got used to the camera being there, and they got used to the mic. And kind of just that stuff just faded into the background, and they continue to have Bible study just like they always had. Mm-hmm. But with the addition of, you know, we have anywhere from 25 to 40 people join online for that group.
Wow.
In addition to the 10 or 12 that are in the room. Mm-hmm. And so it's this really neat dynamic, and it did take some getting used to for them. Sure. I'm sure the first few weeks, because I never joined her in her physical home.
Yeah.
I would always join online just like everybody else, and it seemed like normal to me because I was like, oh, I'm just coming to Bible study.
Yeah.
But she did mention, and we talked through it and said, you know, hey, the first few weeks it was a little bit, you know, weird. But after that, people just started being just like they always were.
Yeah.
And so it was this interesting dynamic where, hey, this is how we do Bible study.
That's really cool. Now, were the people who were watching, were they able to communicate? Did they have mics and they were able to ask questions and dialogue?
For sure. So the way Jessica teaches is a lot of times she'll teach for a little while and then she'll stop and, you know, ask for questions. And so some people, just because they're comfortable with that, would just chat their questions. And mm-hmm. so they would just type their questions into the Zoom chat.
Okay.
And then some would unmute themselves and ask their questions over the microphone. Then everybody in the room could hear them that was there physically, as well as everybody online. And so it would work just like they were in the classroom. It's just they would have to unmute themselves, ask a question, and then allow Jessica time to respond.
That's really cool. Now, also, did you have to have a camera person up there, or like did you just set up a tripod and she just taught?
Yeah, so the first iteration of it, we just had a webcam, a cheap $49 or $59 webcam, and it was just shot on her. And then she had another laptop and another phone set up in other places in the room mm-hmm. that were like, they were like other participants. So you could see the room from other angles, like in the other windows.
Okay. Yeah.
So we didn't have other shots. Now, since then we've been trying this Logitech, camera that is I can't think of the word for it, point of view, POV camera.
Okay.
And it's got presets on it. And so she can press a button and it'll be on her. Then she can press another button and it'll kind of zoom out and see the whole group.
Oh, gosh.
And so she uses that now, and it really works great because it's a very simple camera, and it allows her to, you know, when it's dialogue with the class, she'll just click a button and the camera mm-hmm. will kind of zoom out and show the whole group. And then when she's focused on teaching, she'll click it again and it'll just focus in on her and her teaching.
That is really cool. I'm trying to visualize this as you're talking. I'm like, this is very cool. And I've never thought about doing online life groups like this. It's great because you are merging the physical with the online relevance, and it creates a cool atmosphere, I imagine.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. Oh gosh, I just had the question and then I started talking and then I'm like, oh gosh. One of the things we do with our online life groups is that we make them time sensitive, in which we only run them for like 8 to 10 weeks, you know, try to keep people engaged for a short period of time, then we'll relaunch some new ones. I imagine this group operates just like a physical home group then, and that people, you start it at a certain time and then you go year round or something like that?
Yeah, so the way our life groups work on the physical campus is they're year-round because they're on campus, we have childcare, and so we study a topic in the fall, we'll study a new topic in the spring, and then there'll be something in the summer as well. So usually the fall is Old Testament, spring is New Testament, and then mm-hmm. there's something topical over the summer usually.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, our groups run year-round, and so for our life group, our online life groups, those are year round, but we do offer topical, or we call them hot topic classes here at Lake Point, where we'll do an 8 week or a 10 week. And Jessica, she's a Bible scholar and she loves to teach through books of the Bible. So hers sometimes look more like 12 to 16 weeks.
Yeah.
So she loves to teach through a book of the Bible and it'll take her 12 to 16 weeks, but then we'll do it for that amount of time. Mm-hmm. And then whenever she'll take a 2 to 4 week break, and then we'll have a new study and we'll launch that, advertise, same thing, and kind of run it like that.
That's very cool. And my last question on this, is, do the people for online have to sign up? Like, do you operate it like they, or can anybody just come in, or do you sign up and they get the special link to it, or whatnot?
Yeah, so on the weekends, we'll invite them to come join us after a service if we're having life group after that service. Mm-hmm. And we'll just drop the link where they can join directly.
Okay.
Leading up to the study, especially for our topical studies, we've kind of worked out a system with that. We have them sign up using a autoresponder service. We use something called AWeber.
Okay.
And basically, they just put a name and email to sign up for the Bible study. And the reason we do that is because then we can send them reminder emails an hour before the study starts and say, mm-hmm. hey, just a reminder, we're going to be getting started in an hour. And so they get an automatic email. Those get scheduled at the beginning of the study, and then we don't have to think about it anymore. It just automatically emails them to remind them of the Bible study coming up. We also use that same service to send out emails after the study because we record the study. And okay. so if somebody missed it, then they'll get an email with the copy of the recording 3 days later.
Very cool.
Yeah.
That is very cool. And again, refresh my memory. I think you said it earlier. How many groups do you, like this do you have going on right now?
Right now we have three groups. Cool. So we have a Saturday night group, a Sunday morning after our 9:30 service. It's a 10:45 group. And then a Thursday night hot topic type group.
Okay. I would imagine you don't have it on the service where you're after your last service, where it's competing against the Dallas Cowboys or anything like that.
Correct. That's right. You know how football works down here in the South, I'm guessing.
Yeah, well, and I'm a Cowboy fan. So
okay, awesome.
So, yeah. So, Jeremy, this has been fantastic. My mind is blown, and I've got a ton of great thoughts on this one now to take to my church. So this is very cool. As we kind of wrap up, I'd love for you to be able to share, because there was a conference that just happened, a yep. church tech and information conference. And again, I'm dating myself a little bit, but a few years ago, there used to be a conference called the iMinistry Conference. I went to it back to back years at Lake Point, right?
Correct.
Yeah. And so I went to it, and then they stopped. And then this past year kind of merged together with this. It's not a new conference, I don't think, that you guys have been doing, but tell me about the conference. I know it's passed and we have to wait another year for it, but give me an idea on what the point is for that, and we can encourage other people to join next year.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yes, iMinistry Conference, that's something Nate had done 3 or 4 or 5 years, I think, mm-hmm. here at Lake Point Church, and then that was handed to me as part of my task when I took over the new job. And so I did all the same things he had done the year before, and we just didn't see the signups the 2 years ago. We didn't see the signups that we had seen, and I had recruited these sponsors, and so we had all this together. And I thought, well, I can't in good faith have a conference when I told the sponsors we'd have X amount of people, yeah. and we have half of that. And so that year we ended up just doing a couple of roundtables.
Okay.
Here locally, and for those that could be here came. And so this past year, or this year in 2017, I'd visited with guys at the Church IT Network, and they do a national conference every year.
Mm-hmm.
And theirs actually started as roundtables 8 or 10 years ago themselves, and just kind of grew where guys in the IT world and social media and web dev wanted a place where they could come together and learn new skills and mastermind together and learn and grow and that kind of thing. And so we said, hey, you know, we may or may not do the iMinistry conference, but we're considering being a track at your conference. And we kind of talked about that, and they thought that would be a good move for us and a good move for them. And so that's what we did this year. Is we were, so the Church IT Network conference, they'll have a IT track, they'll have a leadership track, they'll have a track that's just for web and development guys.
Mm-hmm.
And then this year they added our track, which was online ministry. And so we had between 50 and 85 people that would come to our different sessions. We had typically 4 sessions at each breakout, and there were probably 6 breakouts over the course of the conference. And we talked about small groups. We talked about philosophy. We talked about how to sell online ministry to your senior leadership.
Yes.
We talked about all the same things that you experienced at the iMinistry conference we had mm-hmm. at this conference, with the benefit of being at a much larger conference, so you get all the cool swag.
Yeah, definitely. Now, that's great. And again, I was so disappointed I wasn't able to make it out this year. My goal is that this is the conference I'm going to next year and yep. every year after. And I love it, too, because, again, even though people have been doing it for quite a few years. There's still, as technology changes, so does the way the church has to utilize that technology to reach more people.
Absolutely.
And that's why I love that we can always be learning. Every year, there's going to be new stuff out there that you guys are going to be presenting. So I'm really excited about that. I think it's going to be fantastic.
Well, one of the beautiful things about that conference is that we all do church a little differently, mm-hmm. and we encourage that. Like, it's a good thing. So as each of us shared and attended, we said, hey, this is how we do it. Don't copy us. Figure out what works for your church mm-hmm. from what we're doing and make it fit the way you do ministry and match your philosophy and help your senior leadership be on board and, you know, just really make it yours. And that's a beautiful thing about learning from one another is we're all doing things very differently. And there's something you may do that, man, that's a great fit for us in this portion of our ministry. And that'll really help us out. And so my favorite part is just getting together with guys like you and I that are doing this on a regular basis and just learning from one another. It's a great opportunity.
That's fantastic. Well, I'm excited. And I know that it'll be even better next year as you guys go and process through it. So good. Hey, well, as we wrap up too, how can people connect with you? Because you're a great resource. How can people connect with you? What's some of your social accounts, or do you have a blog post or blog that we can connect you with?
Yep. So if you just go to jeremyhenderson.com, JeremyHenderson.com, that'll take people to my Facebook account. And if you don't Facebook, you can just send me, you can email me at the church here at Lake Point, jeremyh@lakepoint.org. And be glad to connect with you either on Facebook or via email. And I do this. I love connecting with other church leaders and guys thinking about starting this and guys that are already doing it. And so be happy to help you answer questions, spend some time with you, and learn from one another.
Yeah, and you're involved in the Facebook group as well, right?
I am.
Yeah, and so I'll have a link of that to the on my show notes. Because that actually has changed the title. That's changed in the past, you know, few weeks and stuff like that. So I can't even remember do you remember off the top of your head what the title is on that?
Online and something. I don't remember.
It's something. Yeah. But it just changed. So I'll have a show note link to that. You don't do Twitter?
Yeah. I mean, I do. I have at Jeremy Henderson on Twitter. I don't tweet very much.
Okay.
I love Twitter.
Twitter's my main thing, so that's good.
That's your jam?
Yeah, there you go. I was trying to think of something. Like, yeah, and then you just hit it, so that's good. All right, Jeremy, thanks so much for joining me, man. I really appreciate it.
Hey, you bet, Tom. Have an awesome day.
Thanks, you too.
All right, so there you have it, my interview with Jeremy. That was awesome talking to him. I cannot wait to have him back on another time down the road talking about just some more online ministry opportunities. And the cool thing, again, I like about this is that he didn't just have an online life group and a physical life group. He combined them together and he brought in his reach. He was able to include more people into these groups without having to start more life groups and get more leaders involved. He's got one leader leading this, and whether you're online or whether you're in person, you can participate in this group. And I love that idea. And I'm really excited about trying that out for our church and seeing how that works, because I think it has a lot of great possibilities there. All right, so I would love to hear your thoughts on this, guys. As we wrap up, share with me. Go to Twitter @TAPounder and share with me what you think about life groups, online life groups, physical life groups, how they can work together. I would love to hear what you're doing for your group and how effective that is. So get on Twitter. Again, @TAPounder is my handle. Just get on Twitter and shout it out and let me know what you're up to. All right, heroes, well, thanks so much for joining me. As always, head on over to ympsychic.com. I've got a ton of great content on there. I got some blogs. I got the podcast, some vlogs. I've got stuff about digital boot camp, how you can improve your digital learnings for free through a Facebook group, so you can check that out as well. But subscribe to this podcast so it comes out to you every Wednesday. I've got fresh new interviews all lined up. I'm really excited about the ones that are coming up in the next few weeks, so definitely want to subscribe. Go to iTunes and subscribe to it and check it out. All right, heroes. Well, I hope you have a great rest of the week. And until next time, have a great one.